All right, I'm going to hope that... Oh, hello? Oh, there we go. And the mic isn't making weird feedback noises. That's ideal. You're listening to 90.5 FM WMUC College Park Radio. I'm Nate. This is Dogma. Sundays at 11. Turning myself down a little bit. There we go. That's better. Let me find a PSA for you guys, and then we'll get started. If it's going to go. Well, that's just great. Okay. Wow. Awesome. Let's try a different one. This is amazing. Guys, this is truly wonderful. Awesome. Ideal. It does not look like it's working. Okay, you guys should go to the farmer's market on Wednesdays in the morning. I go there sometimes. It's good. That's your PSA. I'm going to mark that as a PSA, and we're going to get on with the show. I'm going to hope my music plays. If it doesn't, I'll be a little sad, just a little bit. So... here is Vista Chino, new band that I have never listened to before, up until like maybe a week ago, which, so like over spring break, I was trying to listen to a bunch of new music, and, I found these guys, and they're cool, so, hope you guys enjoy this one. Oh, I'm stupid, whatever. I figured out what the issue is, but it's already too late. I've wasted 2 minutes talking about how the PSA isn't... Whatever. Here we go. Wowee! What great music that was. You just listened to Space Vato? I think that's how you say that. I say that a lot. I realize that I should probably do the research before I play these songs and these bands. And, you know, just to see how you pronounce these names in these titles. Absolutely beyond me. But yeah, check out John Garcia. That's it's Space Vato by John Garcia. That's my guess. Vato. Before that, Dragona Dragona by Vistachino. So I like that stuff. Good stuff. I've got some Big Black for you next. Very questionable band name, but good band. I'm a big Black fan. Love BB. And after that, I got some Shushu. Another thing. I think that's how you pronounce that one. I did Google that one once on the show, and I think it's Shushu. And I think I've been told it's Shushu. So, you got Big Black and Shushu. Here's Kerosene by Big Black.
It's kerosene around, she's something.
Cherry Bomb by Shushu. Before that, Kerosene by Big Black. Great, great music. Love, gotta love, gotta love, gotta love that music. I had something planned. I was gonna say something, but I forgot what I was gonna say. I guess it's a cover. Surprise! Cherry Bomb cover. It's from Shushu's cover album. Shoe, I can say this because it's Safe Harbor. Shoe, motherfucking Shoe, Volume 1. So. Cool album. A lot of guys, I don't know. I'm not gonna talk much. I think I'm just gonna play the music. Here's Isobel. Isobel. I'm gonna say it like that. Isobel. Isobel, the Carcass Remix. By Bjork. After that, I got some Boris. Later on, we got Primus, we got Black Dresses, we got Frontline Assembly, and a very iconic song I have yet to play in the entirety of this show, so that's what we'll close out with. You'll hear me poke my little voice in every so often to ring off the next batch of songs. Here is Isobel by Bjork.
Thank you.
That was Boris, Window Shopping by Boris. Before that, Isobel, the Carcass Remix by Bjork. Is there anything she can't do? Genuine question. I can hear, it's so weird, because as I'm talking, the studio is dead silent for the first time ever. Most of the time someone has the music room, live music room, rented out, or, you know, they're playing music in there. And so I got a band going on in there, and then someone else... It's like talking didge sometimes. I don't know. I see people doing stuff. But that's besides the point. I just feel like the studios, the radio station's more active, and it's very silent. And so I can hear the live broadcast outside in the lobby echoing. And it's kind of doing like this weird delayed speech thing. So, that was Bjork. Sorry. Up next, I've got a Primus song. Yet another cover. This time, it's a Metallica cover. I like this version more, truthfully, and that's why I'm playing it. Here's Primus. The thing that should not be. The Thing That Should Not Be by Primus. Hope you enjoyed that one. Good cover. Like I said, Metallica song. I actually prefer... I prefer this version over the original. I don't know why. I normally don't even like Les Claypool. I think his voice is... It's too goofy. He sings like this. It's like it's like a little too much for me. But I think it works. He sounds a lot like... Oh my god. Why am I forgetting? Why am I blanking? James Hetfield? Yeah, it's James. It's James. I did like mentally... God, there's this video of, it's a parrot. You know what? I can pull this up. I can play this. I can play this for you guys. This is going to be stupid. Yep, this is it. I found it. Okay. I'm sorry if this is going to be too loud, guys. Refresh. This is going to be so stupid. It's like a 7-second video. James Hetfield, though. Okay, let me just say that. I think Les Claypool sounds a little bit like James Hetfield in that song. Not that cover should sound like the original. I think a cover should add something. But I think with this, it comes off more as like a genuine tribute, especially knowing that Les is so goofy. So here's the thing I was thinking of that I had to God the thing whatever.
Kirk is gay, Robert's gay, Lars is gay, but the gayest is James.
But the gayest gay is James. That's what played in my head to remember the name of to remember the name of the lead singer of Metallica. Hopefully you guys can sing that too. And that I've planted that little seed in your mind. I've got, I don't even know what type of music this is. It's the first one that I'm playing in this little batch is, loud and abrasive. The second one, a little less so, but still, like, bumpy. It's like a, like, yeah, like, it makes you just want to, my words are just so wonderful today. I'm so good at explaining my thoughts. And after that, we got Nadio, which is, I don't know, I think that the second song flows very well into this one. It's not normally the stuff I would play on my show. Kind of? I mean, I've played stuff like this before, but it's not the stuff I would hope to play. I just really like this song. It's been on my rotation, and I just, like I said, I thought it flowed in good. It flew in. So here's No Country by Evanora Unlimited. After that, we got some Black Dresses, followed by Nadia O.
Let's play the kind of song that's very low. Last thing.
Okay, there we go. I'm sorry. That was Egyptian Lover. My Egyptian Lover. Featuring Space Cowboy. By Nadia O. Oh, as in, oh my god, what a good song. Before that, Black Dress is their song, In My Mouth.
I wanna put you in my mouth.
Before that, No Country by Evanora Unlimited. Evanora Unlimited, that album, the one that the song's from, what is it? Perfect Answer. Really reminds me of, like, the, of Death Grips. Guy who only listens to Death Grips.
It really reminds me of Death Grips.
I don't know if that's an accurate description, so take that with a grain of salt. But listen to it, and if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, make fun of me. I've got two more songs left for the night. And, it's actually, hey, we gonna make it to 12. Let's just say that I did a good job yapping. So, here is Mind Phaser by Frontline Assembly. And after that, this last song needs no introduction. Okay, you'll know exactly what it is when it starts. Let's just say that. Anyway, that's been Dogma. Hope you guys enjoyed. Any questions, concerns, talk to my lawyer. I do not respond to emails. The only way to get to me is through him. So, as always, stick it to the man and be kind to one another. Goodbye.
Jesus had days like this.
do. You let me violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you.